He sat up in his opened window, looking quietly down at the path. A firefly flew in his room and flew right out again. Down jumped the prince, and he went again to find his radio.
Hey, this is David Poe, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
LJ, a.k.a. Rome.
I put it on my ego, Lord, for Lord, sometimes I...
What is he doing?
Hopefully, I don't know. Yes. We're experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties. Yeah, I think they can hear us.
And DJ Moneymaker.
Hold on, let's be quiet for a second. Hello. Now, everybody, what do you want? Do it.
My name is DJ Moneymaker.
And you?
LJ, a.k.a. Rome.
All right, there we go. So, although we may not be able to hear everything the best, we're here. You know, I guess it's coming in with a little bit of early December technical difficulties. It's getting cold. The radio doesn't want to work. You know what I mean?
Especially.
Wow, look at that. And as we do this, I just get a random Kendrick song from 9 years ago in my recommended. But that's probably because, you know, Spotify rap just came out and Kendrick was my number one listened to artist. What about you guys?
Well, I think mine is Don Toliver. He's a good music artist. He's actually not bad. He's probably like one of my favorites. I mean, he's not a rap, but mostly singer and rap together. But if I had to go with singing, it's Don Toliver. But rap, I had to go probably Kendrick Lamar.
That's fair. What about you, Rel?
I like emo rap.
Yeah, that's fair, though,
because
Juice is an emo
rap. Yeah,
I like
but
Juice. But he's tough.
I wouldn't consider him emo rap.
I like Juice WRLD and XXXTentacion.
Yeah, I mean, X was a legend. Juice was a legend, you know what I mean? So, what about favorite songs? If you guys had to list your favorite song, what would it be?
Empty Out Your Pockets by Juice WRLD. Yeah,
funny you say that, because we're about to go right into that.
Hooray! Hope by XXXTentacion.
You know, me.
That was probably one of the worst songs to ever pick. Ooh.
Good thing that was probably quiet enough. Mine was actually GOMD by J. Cole, funnily enough. Even though Kendrick was my number one listen to artist 2 years in a row. But we're going to go into Juice WRLD.
It might have a few curse words, just to let you know, guys, but...
Hollywood code. Go. Just where I'm at, well, let me tell you about it. I put my city on the map, but let me tell you about it. They try to say I can't come back, ain't let me tell you about it. Man, f*** them Zergans, I come back, ain't let me tell you about it. I wanna tell you about it. Heads up, everybody run. Cole outside and he say he got a gun. Ziggin' like, man, that's what everybody said. Go and pop the trunk and everybody dead. Everybody scared of the nigga, aware that the nigga's better. All my skips is bigger than litter, never bitter. Ziggin's fake anime. Me, I never hate get cake like anime. Whoa, eat the cake, cake, eat the damn cake. Good, eat the man great. On the domino, then she take off all the clothes. You know how I go, made the piece of man wait. The best kept secret, even hoes try to keep it, then I leave the damn tape. Rest in peace, and ain't no more beef seekers. I couldn't keep the man safe.
I said to the window, to the wall, my new round when I call. Got bitches out of my mind, bring a black in my shine. I know the reason you feel the way. I know just who you want to be. So every day I think the man upstairs that I ain't you and you ain't me. Get off my dick.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 90.7 FM WGXC, and today we're all chill guys here, we're vibing, we're bringing you the music, we're talking about the start of the new year, Spotify Rap just came out, Christmas is coming up, and we're living, and we're chilling, because we're chill guys, exactly, but it might heat up a little bit, it might get a little more intense, we might lose our chillness as we go into some NBA trivia questions. I'm going to turn this.
Well, we gotta see the questions.
No, I mean, I'll ask them.
He reads them.
That's true. Well, you're just a chill guy, so it is what it is.
You know what? Rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first.
No, I'll go.
All right.
I don't care. Oh my
god. Which player has the most career assists in NBA history?
Career assist, you said? Mm-hmm. Boys crack. Jesus.
I'll give you a hint. It's in a Kendrick song.
Is it like now or all time?
In NBA history.
Oh, I know. John Stockton.
Finna pass me the ball like John Stockton.
Yeah.
Yup. Stop. So we got. Remind me of your radio name.
LJ, aka JB.
All right, DJ JB. Now we're gonna ask DJ Moneymaker a question. Not gonna lie, that's such a tough
one. You made no money.
See, we're getting in shade. I think we're gonna have to demote you. Guys,
oh no.
Why is everyone smiling?
No ads.
Yeah, we'll demote you.
No free promotion. All
right, you ready?
Yep. All right, I got a good one. Which player holds the record for most points in a single NBA game? Would you like me to ask that again?
Ask that again.
Yes.
Which player holds the record for the most points in a single NBA game?
Wilt Chamberlain or Kobe Bryant?
You gotta pick one.
Wilt Chamberlain.
He got it.
Well, they only say...
It's not cool because Wilt Chamberlain has 100. Well, we never seen it. It's never been on record. So we don't know what Kobe has dropped 81. Wilt has dropped.
All right, so now it's 1-1. It's a pretty even game. If you want to look at these questions, you can go to Sports Yahoo. You know, I never use Yahoo in my life anymore, but I guess they're still useful for something. Shout out to them, I guess.
Yep.
They got a whole Yahoo Sports.
Shout out to Yahoo.
All righty. All right. Which team holds the record for the most wins in a single regular season?
Is it now or all time?
All time.
Celtics.
So far, DJ Moneymaker's in the lead, and he even got the answer right.
It's alright. Because if it was all time, personally, if it was championships, it would be.
So now you have a chance to surpass him. Because technically, you guys are still tied. But if you get this question right, you're going to be coming in the lead. This is going to be, I think this is a tough one. Which team won the first NBA championship?
Dude. The Celtics.
First. Yep. See, this team doesn't even exist anymore. I'll give you one more try. Pretty tough one. It does, but it's not from the same state.
The Lakers.
It is the Philadelphia Warriors. Now they're Golden State.
Yeah,
if you said the Warriors, I would have gave it to him, even if you said Golden State, I think. Well, alright.
I mean, it's, yeah. Well, does it count or what?
Nah.
Alright.
You said the Celtics.
Nope.
And we're just going to give a little shout out to some programming we're doing. So, if you don't know, we are Clubhouse. We're coming at you live from Catsworth Clubhouse, located 455 Main Street, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC. And we actually got some new programming coming for you. We're open every Monday to Friday from 2 to 7:30, or sometimes 8 p.m., depending on the day, depending on the staff. We have an art club starting this 11th, this Wednesday, from 4 to 6, and a girls' club starting the 12th, the day after, 4 to 6. The art club's going to be every Wednesday. The girls' club is going to be every Thursday. And we do radio every Friday. So if you want to come in, talk about something that, you know, burns your interest, piques your interest, come on in. We're an open space. Pretty much a community center, which means we're not a community center. We're actually better than a community center.
It's like,
we're a drop-in center. We got mental health professionals.
Yeah, and, you know, everything's free around here to have a fun time, play games, hang out with people. But yeah, it's really fun over here.
Exactly. Now, we're going to go back into the game. I feel like this music right here
helps.
Is a little bit more too chill for the competition, you know what I mean?
Bro, you got to put Chill Guy in. Chill Guy was fun.
Chill Guy was fun.
Hey, what is this, Dragon Ball Z? Who did that?
Come on. You got some nice action game from you.
If you don't know, I actually watched Dragon Ball Z.
You just put, like, Jeopardy on.
I'll put Jeopardy on. Sure. I got you.
I mean, this is still... Yeah.
This is my ringtone. Yeah, somebody called me right now. That's what we'd be playing.
That's crazy.
All right.
What's the next?
Let's pick a random one. I'm not going to pick a harder, easy one anymore. I'm going to make it fair. First one I get. Which NBA team has won the most championships?
Oh, Celtics.
He got that. Wait.
That's all wrong.
Right now, DJ.
One more time, sir. DJ Rome.
DJ Rome is in the lead just by a little bit, but DJ Moneymaker can still even it out.
Yeah, well, I got two questions.
All right, first question I get.
Ooh. Can I read the question?
Yeah, sure. It's that one right here.
Who is the first player to win an NBA Finals MVP award?
The year was 1969.
Bill Russell.
No, it's actually Jerry West. I wouldn't have guessed that myself.
Isn't he the logo?
Yeah,
he's the logo.
Oh, yeah.
He's the logo, so
makes
sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right. I guess the MVP is honored. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Huh.
Rest in peace,
really
Jerry West.
About that.
Question.
So now it's 2-1. He's in the lead. All that trash talking you were doing.
Yeah, he said he's gonna cook me. So what happened?
Come on, bro.
It's okay. He's still got a chance. Let's see who's really gonna win.
Yeah.
Random question.
That was a hard question, though.
It's really not. He's on logo for a reason.
Which team holds the record for the longest winning streak in NBA history?
Oh, all time. Because if it's all time.
Obviously, all time, bro.
It's your turn to answer?
It's my turn, yeah. Because right now, it's Celtics. Ooh. You said the most?
Yup, the most consecutive wins, back to back, in a row.
I'm gonna go with Warriors on that one.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you are incorrect.
What was it?
The Lakers. When you've got the GOAT on your team, when you've got Bron, things are just a little bit easier, you know?
Bro, no, he's not the GOAT. I'm trying to tell you this. He's not NBA. The GOAT.
That's fair.
You think Kobe?
Maybe not the GOAT, but one of the best right now, if not the best.
I think Kobe's better than LeBron.
Bro really made his own teammate.
Now you pushing it.
I don't care.
All right, so now you can even it up. So we're going to go. Which player won the NBA championships with both the Los Angeles Lakers and Miami?
The LeBron team. Oh my god, no, wait. LeBron.
You are incorrect.
What?
It is the Shaq that smiles back, Shaquille O'Neal.
But why don't I think
yeah, because he said LA and then he went to LA as a one to Heat.
And then he went to Heat with the way he won a championship.
Yeah. I mean, LeBron, you're close because he won two championships.
Yeah, but I thought I said he guessed myself, so I was like, was it Cleveland?
No, he was in Miami, then Cleveland.
This is a pretty good one.
No, he was in Cleveland first. Then, go
ahead.
Who was the first non-American player to be named NBA MVP?
You said the first
NBA? The first.
It's a lot of people. I mean,
non-American.
There's some current right now, like, what do you call him? Jokic. Luka hasn't won MVP yet. Oh, yeah. Joel Embiid.
Family
is a big help, especially throughout the school year.
Is that your locked in answer?
What?
Yeah.
You are incorrect.
What? What was it? I know. Who was it?
It was Hakeem Olajuwon.
Bro, he's like African, bro.
Hakeem? Oh.
He was the first. What? I thought he was born in America.
No.
I don't even know.
So, the score is now 3-2.
Okay.
So the winner, you know, go. You could be like LeBron, have a comeback. It was like 3-1, and he came back 4-3. So, see what you got. Go ahead.
Come on.
Next question.
Which player has the most career rebounds in history?
I can search this up right now.
Oh my god. Give me a hit, bro.
You want to see? That's a lot of rebounds. Want me to give you the number?
No.
Yeah. I mean, that's not going to help him at all. It's just the most. And I'm not giving him the person. 23,924 rebounds. Unfortunately, you are incorrect.
Well,
I'm fucking
why? Here at Clubhouse, we work with the youth, and sometimes a little unpredictable. So excuse us if we have any slip-ups.
I had a slip-up.
That's okay. It happens every now and then.
When I was first starting,
I had a lot of slip-ups, let me be honest with you.
I knew it was one.
Alright, next question.
Alright. After you go, and then DJ Moneymaker goes, we're going to take a short intermission and play some more of our top of the year songs. By the way, with Spotify, you notice all the weird categories they be giving you? It's like,
so you don't know who really is.
Yeah, it's like they give you the most obscure stuff, like yo. Not ayo like that, but like just crazy.
Just disrespectful crazy.
Yeah. But like it's giving you like goblincore, punk rock. It's saying the most weird things. I don't know what's up with that. If you have a weird Spotify category that it gave you, you can let us know at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. All right. And those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM WGXC. We're doing an NBA 2K trivia, 2K 2024. And all time.
25.
Yeah.
It's 25.
My bad. Because it goes back. Yeah.
But still technically.
It's like how the 21st century is now, even though it's not. Yeah, my bad.
Are you good?
All right. Who? That's super specific. All right. Which player has the most NBA championships as a player?
Oh, Bill Russell.
You got that one quick. Yes, sir. I should have done a psych out. I should have said, unfortunately. Well, you can still get this one, right?
All right, your turn, bro.
Okay. Wow. That's a crazy one.
Oh, my God. Why are you giving me all the hard ones? He gets all the easy ones.
All right. You know what? That's fair.
How am I getting easy ones? Most of them are the hardest. Some of them are
not. Nah, because I don't even know who that player is.
Hit me with it.
Oh, this is a pretty good one. Not too hard, not too easy. Who was the first player in NBA history to record a quadruple-double? He's trying to get the answer. Look at him trying to sneak around.
Hey, I'm going to give you something. It starts with an N. And the last name starts with a T.
What?
The first name starts with an N.
Yeah.
And the last name starts with a T. I mean, you might not know this, but I don't know myself.
Talking to the mic. What? I honestly don't know.
Come on. You got this.
I mean, it's kind of hard, but... I would get this wrong too.
I mean, honestly, when it comes to 2K, I don't mind using him. When it comes to 2K, he's on one of my favorite teams to play.
Warriors?
Oh, you just gave away a big hint.
I know. Well, there's
yes, he is on the Warriors. And I like to sub him out because on the Warriors, you don't got too many big men. You know what I mean? You got Chamberlain.
Is he a big man?
No. Yes.
You call him a power forward or a center. I'm giving you multiple hints right now, so. And I played him before, and you played him before, so. I know who's a dumb You got 30 seconds.
That don't start with an N. You got Nate Thurman. So now, DJ Rome is in the lead. It is 4-2. You can still catch up. Let's see how this is gonna go. This is gonna be a pretty intense game, not gonna lie. He's catching it with the lead.
Come on, DJ,
just for
money.
Now.
Well, no money.
Until then, we're gonna find out. We will be right back after this song. This is Reincarnated by Kendrick Lamar.
Thoughts on who I used to be, I'm shedding skin. Every day a new version of me, a third of me, demented, cementing in pain, juggling the pros and cons of fame. I don't know how to make friends, I'm a lonely soul. I recollect this isolation, I was 4 years old. Truth be told, I've been battling myself, trying to navigate the rhythm fake, cynical about the judgment day. I did past life progression last year, and it f***ed me up. Reincarnated on this earth for 100 plus. Body after body, lesson after lesson. Let's take it back to Michigan in 1947. My father kicked me out the house, cause I wouldn't listen to him. I didn't care about his influence, only love what I was doing. Gifted as a musician, I play guitar on a grand level. The most talented where I'm from, but I had to rebel. And so I'm off in the sunset, searching for my place in the world. With my guitar up on my hip, that's the story unfurled. I found myself with a pocket full of money and a whole lot of respect. While the record business love me, I was head of rhythm and blues. The women that fell to their feet, so many to choose. But I manipulated power as I lied to the masses. Died with my money, gluttony was too attractive. Reincarnated. As a black woman in the chitlin' circuit, seductive vocalist as the promoter hit the curtains. My voice was angelic, straight from heaven. The crowd sobbed. A musical genius, what the articles emphasize. Had everything I wanted, but I couldn't escape addiction. Hair on needles had me in fetal position, restricted. Turned on my family, I went wherever cameras be. Cocaine, no private planes for my insanity. Self-indulged, discipline never been my sentiments. I needed drugs. To me, an 8-ball was like penicillin. Love, my happiness was in that brown sugar. Sex and melodies gave me hope when nobody's looking. My first assistant was a small town scholar. Never did a quaalude till I got myself around her. My daddy looked the other way, he saw sin in me. I died with syringes pinched in me. Reincarnated.
far. A rapper looking at the lyrics to keep one off. The only factor I respected was raising the bar. My instincts sent material straight to the charts, huh? My father kicked me out the house, I finally forgive him. I'm old enough to understand the way I was living. Ego and pride had me looking at him with resentment. I close my eyes hoping that I don't come off contentious. I'm yelling, Father, did I finally get it right? Everything I did was selfless. I spoke freely when the people needed me, I helped them. I didn't gloat, even told them no when the vultures came. Took control of my fleshly body when the money changed.
Son, you do well, but your heart is closed, I can tell. Residue that linger from your past creates itself.
Father, I'm not perfect, I got urges, but I hold them down.
But your pride has to die.
Okay, Father, show me how.
Tell me every deed that you done and what you do it for.
I kept 100 institutions paid.
Okay, tell me more.
I put 100 hoods on one stage.
Okay, tell me more.
I'm trying to push peace in LA.
But you love war.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
Okay, then tell me the truth.
Every individual is only a version of you. How can they forgive when there's no forgiveness in your heart?
I could tell you where I'm going.
I could tell you who you are. You fell out of heaven cause you was anxious. Didn't like authority, only searched to be heinous. Isaiah 14 was the only thing that was prevalent. Greatest music director was you. It was colors, it was pinks, it was reds, it was blues, it was harmony and motion. I sent you down to earth cause you was broken. Rehabilitation, not psychosis. But now we here now. Centuries you manipulated man with music. Embodied you as superstars to see how you moving. You came a long way from garnishing evilish views.
And all I ever wanted from you was love and approval. I learned a lot, no more putting these people in fear. The more that word is diminished, the more it's not real. The more light that I can capture, the more I can feel. I'm using words for inspiration as an idea.
So can you promise that you won't take your gifts for granted?
I promise that I use my gifts to bring understanding.
For heavy man, woman, and child, how much can you vow?
I found my life just to live one in harmony now.
You crushed a lot of people, keeping their thoughts in captivity.
And I'm ashamed that I ever created that enemy.
Then let's rejoice where we at.
I rewrote the devil's story just to take our power back. Carnated.
Got something in your nose, sniffing that K. Did you feel the hole? Hope you find peace for yourself. New boyfriend ain't gonna fill the void. Do you even really like this track? Take away the drugs, would you feel the noise? More and more you try to run away yourself. Do you feel the toy? Looking for a cause I'm over, boys. Would you be my girlfriend, baby? Ooh, 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 ooh. Something turned me off. Smoking made me cause I'm longing for something secure.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and we're joined with...
DJ Moneymaker.
DJ Deva.
DJ Tui.
And today, we're doing some NBA trivia. You know, it's in the middle of December. There's not much to do besides sit inside, sit back, chill with your feet a little bit over the fireplace, you know, up, kicked up, relaxing. Relax. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. And if you're outside, make sure to stay safe while driving, because the roads around here have gotten a little snowy in the past few days.
Slippery.
They do have black ice. Watch out for that. See, that's why the youth here are awesome. They care about everybody. And if you don't know what we are Clubhouse. And a clubhouse is pretty much a community center, but better, because we're officially classified as a drop-in center, which means we have mental health professionals that you can talk to if you're having a bad day, or if you want to talk about something cool you did, something chill. You did even, because we're chill guys. And with that said, we're gonna be getting right back into the trivia. Unfortunately, DJ Rome had to step out. He got picked up by his father, but that's all chill, because we're all chill guys here. Confidential, can't tell you. Here we go. Got a nice instrumental playing. And score has reset. Who would like to go first?
Me.
We're gonna let the new guy come in first, you know. Let everybody get a little bit of a voice in. And here we go. Random question. Boom, boom, boom. Alright. Which NBA player has won the most MVP awards? Give him a hand.
Kareem Abdul. I was gonna say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but I didn't know if that was right. I was gonna go with that either way, but thank you.
Unfortunately, you are correct. Yup, I got that. I was planning to do that for a little bit now. Not gonna lie. Yep. And now DJ Davo is gonna go. Let's see if he can tie up the score. The last game was a pretty close one. Let's see if this one's close too. You know, I asked this question to DJ Rome, but this is a good question anyway, so I'm asking it again. Which player has the most NBA championships as a player?
Bill Russell.
He got that quick. Yes, sir. We're going to go with a little bit of the harder questions as time goes on. All right. Who was the first player to win the NBA Finals MVP award without winning the championship? Unfortunately, that is just so correct. I know, that is just so correct. Alright, from now on, everybody's gonna get two hints. Once you use them, you use them up. His name starts with J. That doesn't start with J.
Okay, okay.
It was Jerry West.
What?
And now, we're gonna go. The site Yahoo Sports has served us enough. But now we're gonna go to trivia. Here we go. Oh wow, this is perfect. Yep, we're gonna go back. And now, did you get the answer right? Alright. So the score is 2-1, 1-0. Unfortunately.
Hello?
Question is, which player won the NBA slam dunk contest with a free throw line dunk in 1998?
I'm gonna assume it's Jordan.
Got that right. Now it's 2-1-0. We got a nice counting down order. So with that counting down, we're gonna do a countdown that we ask DJ Davo the question. 3, 2, 1. Which player was nicknamed the Glove? His name starts with G. What? You want to use your second, and after this, you get one. Now you just helped him out. You're just helping him out here.
Oh, I know it. Gary Payton.
Oh, yep. I was just about to give you your second. Your second hint was going to be he played with the Milwaukee Bucks, Los Angeles Lakers, Celtics, and Heat. We're gonna have you rock, paper, scissors me. We're going to have you rock, paper, scissors me. If I win, your hint is gone. If you win, you get another hint, okay? DJ, you Moneymaker kind of did. All right, I see your point. So, DJ Moneymaker. Who was the first player to be drafted straight out of high school? Not college, we're talking about high school.
Come on, bro.
Both of his names start with M.
That's actually
a really good guess. Unfortunately, though, no, I'm just playing. You got it right.
Well, you can also see the answer.
No,
right.
I had it on YouTube.
I got it right.
That was a good guess. That was a crazy guess.
That was a really good guess. I wasn't even on the page when he got that, so he couldn't have looked over at all. Those of you who recognize this instrumental, by the way, huge shout out.
Hello.
You know this instrumental?
I don't think so.
No, can you hear me?
Make music that pacify me. You make music that electrify me. Yeah. Want to do one more test?
Hello?
Yeah, we're good.
Who? Score 2-2-1.
Yep. Remind me of your DJ name?
DJ Tui.
DJ Tui. This is a pretty good question. Are you up to answer it?
Yes, sir.
Who holds the NBA record for the most steals in a career?
Most steals in a career.
Want, you can use your hand.
I'm so bad under pressure. Most seals.
So I got a certain amount of, I would like to use my hand.
He also has the record for the most assists.
Oh.
John Stockton.
You are correct.
That actually did help.
Every time I use my hand, the only name in my mind is the one I'm going to say, but like, I didn't think it.
I honestly didn't know that either. All right. DJ Davo, you're a pretty tall guy. Let's see if you know about height here. Who was the tallest player ever in the NBA?
Alrighty, we can do a fact check after this. But 7'5" Victor Wembanyama. He's taller than whoever's on there.
You are incorrect.
I have a feeling. Who's on there?
George Mersa.
What?
Neither do I. Let's do a little search.
My dad
just said he can
take two. Huh. He was 7'7". Why does he look like this?
Yo, we got DJ Moneymaker throwing some shade at George Maranson. And just so we respect this man, because it takes a lot of work to get into the NBA, we're gonna look up how to pronounce his name. Okay, I got a text answer. That's helpful. Here we go. I guess we've. Can you show me what that is? So, we're gonna take a quick bathroom break, but don't worry, it's not gonna be boring, because we're gonna go right back into the music. you know, Spotify rap just dropped, so we're going into some of our top favorite songs. This playlist is a mix of every DJ here's favorite songs, mostly mine because I'm biased, but don't tell them that. They're gone right now. We can let it slide. We will be right back after. What song are we on? We are on AJR, Don't Throw Out My Legos. We will be right back.
As a grown man,
I can see that though.
I'm not to lose, I only defenders. I'm backing up whatever I can.
Cause I wanna move out, I don't wanna move on. People want shirts with the brand name on it. Suddenly we ain't so bad. Saved up enough to rent an apartment far away from mom and dad. Looks like a marshal. Cause suddenly I'm getting sad. Been waiting for today, but all I can think to say is,
oh no, don't throw out my Legos. What if I can't let go? What if I come back home? Cause I wanna move out, I don't wanna move on. Can we keep my Legos at home? Cause I wanna move out, I don't wanna move on. It's cold out there, you're standing there. You're trying to face your greatest fear. You're shivering, you're trembling. It's warm in here, so come back in. Cause I wanna move out. I don't wanna
I'm sorry, I had to.
Oh yeah, what are the scores? 3, 2, 1.
Yep.
Who has the highest score?
These words are supposed to be simple, but it seems that's not the case. This page is staring back at me. I'm afraid to put a mark on it.
By the way, I'm just trying to DJ Hawkwood. I'm not gonna. by the way, if you want to sign the wall.
Yeah.
Surgery. I can't seem to see right past the lights, and I'm so scared to take a knife to my chest to let you see the heart that's inside. Oh, I'm just trying to introduce you to this idea that I've grown used to. It's like sharing a dream with someone. What you say, no, no, it can't be undone. Yo, what you say, it out loud.
Well, this comment is crazy. This comment is crazy. Oh no. So hello everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM. I apologize greatly for that. We're starting the trivia. Nobody heard anything. Nothing at all. Nothing ever happened. Who was nicknamed Sir Charles?
Oh my god. No.
Yeah, DJ Davo.
What? No, we're on him. I think DJ Money, because David just got it wrong.
Oh yeah, DJ Money.
Wait, when he went to the bathroom, did he answer?
I'm not sure.
Did you answer a question?
I apologize for everybody. I thought we were muted earlier. We were just talking, shooting the stuff. You know how it is. Because we are Clubhouse, and if you don't know what Clubhouse is, we are a drop-in center, which is like a community center, but we are brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, and we are brought to you on air by Wave Farm. Huge shout-out to Wave Farm. If you want to check them out, you can go to wavefarm.org. We have a building now in Catskill as well as in Acra. The Catskill building is... I'm finding that out right now. It's on Main Street. 393 Main Street, the Catskill one is. And the Acra studio is 5662 Route 23 Acra. Sometimes they're open, you can come check them out. Sometimes they're streaming from there, it's pretty cool. Without them, we wouldn't be able to bring you this today. Huge shout out to Wave Farm. We love you guys if you're listening.
And we love you.
We got
Buckley. What? Bro, we're live.
I don't think they heard that.
Good, I hope not.
All right,
so now we're going to do eeny, meeny, miny, mo here. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by Joe. If it hollers, let it go. My mother told me to pick the very best one. You are it. DJ Davo, you got lucky. The redemption arc. I'm not even sure if he answered. We're going to pick a number 1 through 50. Whatever question it is, I'm going to give it to you, whether it's hard or easy.
1.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. You're making me scroll all the way up. I see how it is. Which player scored 100 points in a single game? I think I know this one.
Wilt? The Stilt Chamberlain.
That. You got that right. All right. So DJ Moneymaker.
Like that.
Moneymaker, chill.
Thanks, Ashley.
Yes, thank you.
DJ Moneymaker, if you don't come here in 3 seconds, you won't get your points.
Okay,
see,
those points are valuable. That's how you get them to focus.
What is this?
I'm like a coach over here. Pick a number 1 through 50, whatever number you pick, besides 1, so 2 to 50. That's the question.
Can I get the supersonic one?
You got to pick a number.
Well, which one number?
I don't know. Pick a number, 2 to 50.
The supersonic one.
If you get to pick your questions, that's not much of a challenge, though. You know what I mean?
What? Okay.
2 through 50.
Pick one. All right, I'm picking for you. Which player is known for the Dream Shake move?
No, okay.
He's just like
Yeah, I know. He's trying to scope out the ones he knows the answer to. I see. Playing it smart. Playing it strategic.
This guy. What was the question?
Dr. J. Dr. J.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
That was not Dr. J.
Bro said Dr. Dre at first, by the way, just so you know.
Dr. Dre?
I thought that's what he said.
Dr. Dre.
Just give me any question.
Did somebody say?
We love people.
Dr. Dre.
Did somebody say?
Dr. Dre.
Yeah. Yo.
Oh.
They can still hear you from my mic, you know.
I didn't mean to.
I apologize, everybody. It is hard to manage children.
I had a slip up. I was having two.
Which player was nicknamed the Pistol?
The Pistol.
Or just Pistol.
Pistol Pete?
Pete Maracanã.
Yep. I'll give Pete Maracanã.
What you got against Pete? Yeah. Why you got beef against Pete?
Oh, I love Pete Maracanã.
Oh, they're staring.
Pete. That tends to happen. Who is the youngest player to score 10,000 points in the NBA?
LeBron James.
That's your answer?
Yeah. LeBron James
is correct.
I tried to do a specific question.
All right. We're going to try this one more time. Let's see how it goes. It was funny the last time, so we're doing it again. Pick a number. 250. Alright, making me scroll all the way up again, just like DJ Dan. Oh, there's some trend going on
like
here.
That.
Which team drafted Dirk Nowitzki in 1998 before he was traded to the Dallas Mavericks? So you picked a hard one, that's tough.
The Orlando Magic.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Wait, Dirk Nowitzki.
So DJ Tui.
DJ Tui.
Yep, you gotta pick your number. Hey. 3 to 50.
5. Five.
All right. See, I was prepared for you to pick three, so I got it right here. But we're gonna go to five. Which player was nicknamed the answer?
That's Allen Iverson.
Unfortunately, you got that one right.
I knew it.
See, I've just been targeting you with that. We have fun here.
I got the best man.
All right.
Yes, he is.
DJ Davo. I'm picking for you this time.
Are you serious right now?
Yo.
I wanted to say 42.
Alright, we'll do 42. Because that's the answer to everything. Which... Oh, you picked a hard one. Not gonna lie. I don't know this one. Which team plays its home games in the Pepsi Center?
The Pepsi Center
is crazy.
Can I get a hand?
Alright. I'm revealing the answer to myself because I actually don't know the answer here. Trying to think of a good hint here.
This is the most random question.
Alright, they have qualified for the NBA playoffs 9 consecutive seasons from 1981 to 1989. Unfortunately, you are incorrect. See, now you're not expecting it when I do it.
No, like, I actually have no idea.
You got the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, I don't
know. You picked it. That was your choice. I was going to give you an easier one, but you wanted to pick 42. All right. I like giving you the nickname questions. They're fun.
I got 43.
All right. There we go. Who has won the NBA... MVP award in 2011. Try to say that 10 times fast. NBA MVP. NBA MVP. You got that one right. Not gonna lie, this instrumental works is what we're doing.
Good so answer, good answer.
See, when you're dealing with the youth center, you get a bunch of funny youth.
messing around, trying to get their time to shine. None of them want to hop on radio, though. So huge shout out to DJ. What was your name one more time?
Tui. DJ Tui. Tui.
I almost said Tua because of the conversation we were having. I almost said Tua.
Hawk.
Yep. So, should I? I'm gonna do something unorthodox here. I'm gonna let DJ Moneymaker pick a number for you.
All right, bet. They're licking the window outside.
See, we're not gonna tell you who it was, but we got some six. Some wacky individuals at the youth center licking the radio window. You pick six. All right, that's a pretty good one. You got a DJ Moneymaker was feeling generous. He picked number six.
All right.
And that question is, which team won the NBA championship in 2008?
I don't even know that.
That's the Celtics.
He got that right. And he knew that. He was locked in. DJ Tui, now you pick a number for DJ Davo.
I'll give him a 10.
We'll give him. Okay. I didn't know you felt that way about him, rating him 10 out of 10. No, I'm playing. Which player was nicknamed the Glove?
Didn't we just already answer?
Yep, but you picked it.
I didn't pick it.
He picked it.
We're doing repeats.
Do you remember the answer?
Kinda.
All right. Nah, you're right, though. We shouldn't do repeats. So we're going to do... Who was nicknamed the Worm?
Another nickname question. Ooh.
You got that.
I do not got...
You don't got... Bro.
The Worm?
Who are you?
I have no more hints left.
Can I help him out, but not say the answer?
We'll let DJ Davo redeem his second hint, and we're going to let DJ Tui pick the hint for him.
He three-peated in the 90s.
That's a good hint.
Jordan? No. Three-peated?
He played with Jordan.
Pippen?
Hold on.
Do you want to give him the answer?
Hold on.
Now you already guessed twice.
No,
so even if you guess it.
I'm just naming all the roster.
Okay.
The roster. No, I know his name. I just, it's in the back of my head. I know his name is just in the back of my head.
Maybe his jersey number.
It rhymes with tennis, tall men.
Come on, bro.
Oh, yeah, Dennis Rodman.
There you go. That was the funniest hint I think I've given so far. So, you know, we're coming now. We're going to do the last question here. DJ Moneymaker, it is up to you, and then we're going to go into a song.
Can I pick the number?
We should do this one that's for everybody. That's your first word.
Yeah. First person to answer this wins. That's a great question.
Should we do, like, a Jeopardy?
We're not going to let you pick the number.
Yeah, should we do a Jeopardy? Like, you have to slap the table?
Nope. It's just whoever yells out the answer knows. All right, fine. Which franchise was formerly known as the Seattle Supersonics?
Seattle Supersonics. Seattle Supersonics.
Thunder.
Yeah, it's the Thunder.
I just heard the question. What? I thought you said finish your sentence.
DJ Moneymaker got that right.
I thought you said finish your sentence.
Nah, which franchise was formerly known as? So, that's it. We're chilling. And we're ending our show.
Like 2 points.
We're gonna end it off with DJ Moneymaker's favorite song of the year since he won.
He somehow he said won
his
with 2 points.
Song of the year was? Okay, I thought I messed that up here. I don't wanna mess that up like that. So we're gonna end it off here. We hope you had a great time. Clubhouse, we're open Monday to Friday, located 455 Main Street in Catskill. Come on by, we're a pretty chill place. We vibe, we have food, and more importantly, nobody's like us. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walking down whole time, I know he got some on him. Pull on him, extort, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block. We love Clubhouse. They talk to him and they in love. Just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baca got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. That, I'm up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my